Our next question is from our live audience. Jason wants to know where the best place is to keep or house a breeding stallion on a property. Should the stallion be close to the mare? Should he be able to see the other horses? What are your recommendations for keeping him happy?
It kind of depends on the behavior of the stallion. In my years managing stallions, I've seen all different personality types. Some stallions, if they have mares in their environment, are worked up to a frenzy continuously, and so they need to be kept away from that broodmare band, except at the time of breeding. So those stallions we'd house completely separate, where they couldn't even hear or smell a mare in order to keep them from working themselves into just a lather continuously. Other stallions with less libido, we would keep with what I would call a harem of mares, where maybe their paddock was surrounded by the broodmare band, where they could see and smell and hear those broodmares for most of the day. And that kept them aroused and raised their libido to where they were able to perform in the breeding shed. So it kind of runs the gamut. Some stallions need little exposure to mares in order to have good libido, while other stallions need continuous exposure to mares in order for their libido to be sufficient.
So, Dr. Craig, what recommendations do you have for maybe new or inexperienced stallion handlers or managers so that they can learn how to handle their stallions better or properly? Are there good places for them to go for information to get those skills?
I would look for a commercial breeding operation somewhere in your area. Those people that are doing it for a living have figured out the good ways and the bad ways, and you can learn a lot from them. And then as also a place that's busy like that's a commercial operation, you're going to get to see a lot of volume and a lot of different scenarios. As I said, all these stallions are individuals and all have different personalities and different tricks. And so spending some time with a manager who has dealt with a lot of those different personalities and different horse types would be my first step, and before I jumped into the stallion business.